Anybody want water?
I do, thanks.
Mary Beth?
I'm gonna get one too.
Yeah, anybody else take over? We got lots.
Huh? Jack won't.
Where's Jeff today?
He's emailed me this morning and said he was, not seeing this morning.
His stuff is coming today or something?
His stuff got delivered and he will be in this afternoon.
You're another Bill, okay, Phil.
Who are you? Batting the clock back there.
I thought maybe the guys would have noticed it by now, but I'll have to send him a little memo.
Did you want one here?
No. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who else? I got two more here.
No, just got them.
Oh, the next bidder. You got an extra.
Leslie Coppins, Austin has a copy of it.
Copy of what?
That thing that was sent in at the last meeting, the petition.
Yeah, I've got it over. Oh, I think he signed it.
What time is it?
I don't think I was signing.
10:57.
Yes, I did.
For Tim, did he make one?
We did. Have you heard from him? Seals.
Maybe she ran out of charge.
Was this the original?
Yeah, when she walked around.
That's what I'm saying, maybe she ran out of charge. Which car would start? It wasn't in the, charging station.
Yeah.
Is that battery operated, Mary? Is that battery operated?
Yep. I thought the guys would have seen it, but.
Is what battery?
The clock is 9:30.
I think it's, the battery's out, they're gonna have to change the battery, Bill.
Yeah, I know, I'll just take it down, can I lay it on the table or not?
That's fine.
Or am I gonna get accused of overstepping my bounds?
If you put it on the table, it'll be a reminder to them.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I figured if they walk in there, it would be a reminder.
I've been accused of being overzealous at times with my, being able to roll up my sleeves and do something for the town. I just wanted to make sure I was gonna be chastised, that's what I did.
You never know.
You will be.
Yes, I will, thank you.
You never know.
She's clean, glad to.
There she is.
We thought your charger didn't work today, car got power.
That's working. Okay, am I here on time?
What?
Am I here on time? You got a minute? Got a minute.
Are administrators in here today?
No, his stuff from the movers came and I guess he's, he'll be in later on this afternoon.
Cool.
Watch the issue.
I'm ready. Good morning and welcome to the Town of Reddington Shores Board of Commissioners Special Meeting. Today is Monday, May 9th, 2022. The time is now 11 a.m. Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please call the roll.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Yes.
Commissioner Kryaski?
Present.
Vice Mayor Proud?
Yes.
Mayor Henderson?
Here. Okay, the only item on the agenda is the selection of District 3 Commissioner. So open it up for discussion and thoughts and whatnot.
So should there be a motion? How do we do this?
I guess we should have a motion.
Do we do a ballot? Pieces of paper?
I would just do maybe a motion and a second for discussion.
Could we have a motion to select our District 3 commissioner today?
Yes, I make a motion that we select our District 3, appoint our District 3 commissioner today at this meeting.
It says a second.
Motion and a second?
I'm not sure which one is the motion.
I think you have to select the name with that motion.
I don't know if you do.
No, you don't. We just have to discuss that.
Okay.
So now we can discuss the...
So we have a motion by Jenny, and you second it?
I'll second, yeah.
Okay. Motion and a second, so let's discuss.
I think both candidates have a lot going for them. I learned things I didn't know before about the candidates. I've made my decision and I'm ready to vote.
I thought we had two very good candidates. I found they both have a sales background. They both state that they have strong people skills. They have strong listening skills. That's important, certainly, in the candidate. They both have degrees, one in engineering and one in economics, which lend itself to community service. They've both been long-term residents, so we really have two really good candidates out here. In my interviews, if you want me to get a little specific, so maybe you have some idea as where I was coming from, I felt that one candidate had a little more specific ideas as to what they would do as a commissioner, and that was fairly important to me. And I also felt that one was more general in nature, and really kind of felt they would be a person who would listen. Another had some ideas as to how they would go about being a commissioner. And then also I addressed the CTF district. You know, where are we with that? Because that seems to be an important component to a group of citizens in our town, both, you know, in that CTF district, which is in the District 3 area. I felt that one candidate kind of had some ideas maybe how to address the divide in the neighborhood and try to resolve that a little bit. The other candidate I felt, you know, was comfortable with the issue, didn't really feel, you know, thought that the ordinance was good that we had and that we really just needed to support it with our police or our code enforcement, and that, you know, that is an important factor. For me, I really would like to see some additional listening to the people in the CTF district to finally really get a clear understanding of what the problems are, and then to see how they can be mitigated so that each party, the opposing parties, can perhaps come together and resolve the differences that they have. I kind of think that laws, we have to have laws, but we also have to have people that want to cooperate with the laws. So I guess my thing is, it was important for me to hear, was there a candidate that would really try to get cooperation among the citizens? And I did think I found that candidate. So that's kind of where I am with my decision.
Okay. I want to just kind of mirror some of the comments that were made by each of the commissioners. My vote today for District 3 commissioner is based on the following. Discussions I had with District 3 town residents as well as residents of the other three districts in the town. Each candidate's vision for the town as being as provided during their interviews. And it goes somewhat piggybacks off the Commissioner Krause, Vice Mayor Krause comments. Each candidate's realistic available time that they can devote to the town's business and meeting the diverse challenges required as a town commissioner, in addition to the issues that are faced in the CTF district. Each candidate's time spent in the past volunteering their time and skills to the town. Each candidate's length of time as a full-time resident of the town. Each candidate's level of education, professional certificates achieved, as well as their prior work experience to ensure that we have someone who is going to bring us all together. So that's my considerations.
I mean, I think they're both good candidates. I mean, no two ways about it, both of them. I talked to Kenny and I talked to Ken and...
They even have said the same names.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I don't think we can really go wrong. I think we have to also give a little bit of, you know, weight to what the people in that district, the voters in that district are asking for. And they did, I don't even know who put that together, but I know that they wrote a petition and have, I don't even know how many signatures on it. So, you know, that's important too.
Any comments from the group, I guess, before we vote?
Are both candidates from District 3?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Do we have any audience members that care to speak? If you do, come to the front and state your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes.
My name is Ed Kopic, 17819 Lee Avenue. I've got the petition. We've got like over 115 signatures for Ken Smith. Ken's been my neighbor for going over 15 years in Reddington Shores. I know he's lived his whole life here. I love telling the story. When we first bought the house next door to him, I realized he was cutting the grass in front of our yard every week, and so I went over to thank him for that, and he goes, oh, no problem, I've been doing it since I was 12 years old. So I didn't know that was a bonus when we bought the property there, but you know, we've moved on to Lee Avenue from 177th, and he moved along with us. You know, I think he knows all the issues. There was a mention of full-time. I think he's close. He's retired. He is here full-time. I think he's been about as close as you can to full-time before that for his entire time that he's owned the house. There's been some reference to the CTF district. I think he's a person that will represent not only our area, but the whole town, has everybody's interest at heart. But I'm really sad that we're here having to have this replacement candidate to begin with, because I think we had a very good public servant who was in the position. I don't follow what the town's doing, how we've gotten to where we've gotten, where qualified people are up and quitting, especially somebody with the background in hurricane, been through a hurricane, been through all that. But anyway, we are here, we're here. I know I was hoping the town administrator would be here today, because I'm hopeful that that will clear up a lot of the problems. Because I can't believe we've gotten to the point where we give somebody who has sued the town, we're in current litigation with this person, and we give them a forum at a public meeting to slander residents, people who want to be involved in the city, to do that. And I've worked for government pretty much all my life, and that's like the worst thing I've seen to do to the public, is to bring that up. Because, of course, people who do not want to comply with the ordinance are going to be unhappy with the town. And we've finally gotten to the point, you know, everybody worked on the ordinance. Everybody had input into the ordinance. And we came up with a good one based on whatever else. Finally getting to enforcing it, of course people are going to scream. They're going to say nasty stuff. They're going to do lawsuits because they don't want to comply. And it's been referenced that this is like a CTF issue. This is a town issue. If you don't think it's coming, not coming across here, I mean, it may already be a problem over here, but it's coming across Gulf Boulevard. Now, I think we're very fortunate as a town to be able to regulate that. So anyway, back to Ken. I think he would do a great job. Like I said, if he isn't selected, I hope Kenny does a great job too. I think we're fortunate to be at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Any other? None? Oh, we got one.
Marek Stodniki, 17720 Lee Avenue. I think Ken's candidature beside the what Mr. Kopik said is important because he resides in the heart of the problem. So he will have a first-hand witnessing what's going on. I'm less nervous today than I was last time when I was speaking. It was a gibberish. But I was accused for something which didn't have place. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Dziękuję.
Proszę.
Okay. I'm Donna Waldman. I live at 17716 number 1 Lee Avenue. We've been here since 1996. We love our little town. I cannot believe the situation we're in now. I can't believe that anybody would disparage people the way this commission has done that. I also want to say, we got together after Michael resigned and we formed a petition. And there are a lot of names on that petition, and we're all from District 3. And I hope you take that into consideration. We need to have somebody who's going to do a good job. Ken Smith will do a good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other? All right. Any other comments from? Okay. So I guess now we need to make a motion for who you guys want, is what we should do now.
I make a motion that we appoint Kenny Lader for District 3 Commissioner.
I'll second the motion. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Mary, please call the roll.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Yes.
Commissioner Krajewski?
Yes.
Commissioner Kraut?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Kraut? Mayor Henderson?
The only reason I say no is because of the will of the people was spoken in, so I have to say no just because of that. But I do love Kenny Lader too, so. But I have to say what
it's
the people
a very tough
said.
Decision, yeah.
So, no for me, but.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'll do that.
All right, well, we have a new District 3 Commissioner.
Congratulations.
I'd like to say a few things.
Please.
I wasn't sure whether I was going to do this before you voted, or I don't know that it matters. But a lot of you know me as being a local entertainer, musician, basically because I've played the town picnic for the last 10 or so years. What a lot of you don't know about me is that I spent most of my life in the corporate world in a sales management position leading high power sales teams in the medical industry for medical software. And one of the companies that I helped build, I helped to take from about an $800,000 first year to a $1.5 billion market cap. So I do know my way around the business world. I've traveled during this time, traveled nationally, and have visited every state in the country except for 3. Hopefully I'll get a chance to hit those as well. I've been a full-time resident of Bradenton Shores for 15 years, since 2007, when I bought my house down the road here. Now I'm currently a full-time resident at 17723 Gulf Boulevard in District 3 for the last couple of years. I live across the street from the CTF or the commercial tourist facilities, but our next door neighbor was renting Airbnb for quite a while, and we lived with the partying and the noise and everything that went through it for months. So I get it. I understand what's going on in that district, and my plan is to work, besides as a commissioner for the entire district, but also with the CTF, and I do plan on bringing in other bodies besides myself, such as the town administrator, to try to reach a consensus between the CTF residents and also what I see to be a little bit of a gap between the east and the west of Gulf Boulevard. So we'll see how time goes on. I listen well, and I like to work with the people to find out the direction that it's going to go in. I was looking at this appointment as a District 3 commissioner because I wanted to serve my community and help Reddington Shores grow into its potential, promoting events that would be unique to our town and help us stand out to be one of the most family and pedestrian friendly and desirable beach communities to live in Pinellas County. Now that I am appointed for the rest of this partial term, I do plan to hold district town hall meetings with the residents of the district to listen, find out what are everybody's concerns, not just in the CTF, but in the entire district and through the town, to see where the residents of this town want to take the direction of it. Thanks for your time and your consideration this morning, and I appreciate your confidence. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenny.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I'm going to make copies. Cinder or Mary Beth, do you want copies? I'm going to make copies of this petition.
What?
Do you want a copy of this? I'm going to make copies of it. This is the petition.